US President Donald Trump has said that the US and Iran have had good talks and that he's confident a deal can be reached in the next few days. So is there agreement? It's been reported that the two sides are closing in on a 14-point memorandum of understanding to end the war, which includes the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, lifting some US sanctions on Iran's economy, and placing a moratorium on Iran's nuclear enrichment program. Alan Eyre is a former US diplomat who was a member of President Barack Obama's negotiating team for the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. He's now a distinguished diplomatic fellow at the Middle East Institute and joins me now. Alan, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally. It's a pleasure to be here.
What do you make of these reports, Alan? In the past 48 hours, there have been some suggestions that Iran and the US are getting closer on this 14-point memorandum. What's your read of the situation right now?
Yeah, we've heard this before, Sally. I'm not breaking open the champagne. Even if they agree on this one-page document, that signals the start of negotiations, not the end of it. So I hope they agree on this one-page document. But if they do, there's still a long road ahead.
There's an article on the front page of the Washington Post this morning saying that US intelligence believes that Iran can outlast Donald Trump's Hormuz blockade for months. What's your analysis on whether it will take a much longer period of time for this blockade to truly pressure Iran?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's what's called a two clocks issue. The blockade of Iranian ports is hurting Iran, but then again, the Iran is not heading into elections like the U.S. It's being run by a military cabal, so they can take a lot more pain. On the other side, the Strait of Hormuz, which has been closed now for a long time, every day the economic pain is compounding almost exponentially, and President Trump can't take that sort of pressure considering their elections coming up here in the U.S. So time, to an extent, is on Iran's side.
Is it more the political pressure rather than the economic that is bearing down on the White House right now, Alan?
Well, the economic pressure is political, and President Trump sees it as political. Gasoline prices are going up. You know, pretty soon the shortages that are happening in Europe and Asia will be reaching the United States in terms of fertilizer, diesel, jet fuel, LPG. So it's essentially economics, but it has political repercussions.
A shipping data company, Alan, is reporting that Iran has created a government agency to vet and tax vessels seeking passage through the Strait. How hard will it be to unpick that?
Yeah, that's very tough. One of the unfortunate consequences of this war is that the Iranians realized that they could have real strategic deterrence by controlling the Strait of Hormuz and also monetizing it. They need a lot of money to build back their country. And so they're constructing this tolling system for all ships going through the Persian Gulf. It's going to be unfortunate if it exists, but it seems to be a necessity, at least in the short term, if we want to get the Strait back open.
So could we still be months away from some sort of meaningful change to fully reopen the Strait?
You know, Sally, if the Strait were fully, you know, if Iran tomorrow announces the Strait's fully reopened, it will still take months in terms of the global supply chains to get close to where we were before, with about 130 ships going, you know, through the Strait of Hormuz each day. So, yeah, best case, we're months away.
Mm. Alan, you were part of President Obama's team, which negotiated the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. I must ask you what it's like for you and your former colleagues watching on as this situation continues in the Middle East.
You know, it's. I'll be honest, Sally, it's a tragic own goal. There was no reason for this to happen. And now we've made everything a lot harder because in addition to having to solve the nuclear issue, which existed before this war started, we now have a whole new issue with a lot more time sensitive, which is the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. So, yeah, it's a bleak day. One person I talked to called this superpower suicide, which is perhaps accurate.
Alan Eyre, it's been really interesting to have you on the program this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sally.